Rio Tinto is a multinational.
That's right. As we know, it's mostly Anglo and Australian capital that's behind that huge monopoly.
It's also a fact that they produce nickel, diamonds, iron.
They're very diverse. They bought in 2007 all the processing plants of Alcan. As we know, Alcan has been here in Quebec for decades, even almost a century. Most of their aluminum plants were set up in the Saguenay-Lac-Saint-Jean area. One of the things they got at that time from the governments was that they basically purchased the bed of two rivers so they could produce hydroelectricity for their aluminum plants.
Let's get specific about ALMA. What does management want?
As part of their concessions, they've been asking the workers who are in the production line to have a situation where when you have a team of about five working around one of these huge basins where they're making aluminum, they would like to have something like two or three of them that would be simply subcontracted out. So these workers would come in, they would be paid maybe $10, $15 an hour. So you would have a situation where even these workers coming from these subcontractors would not have any benefits. They're very vulnerable. So it would create a huge pressure on the workers that are already organized, unionized there, to accept lower conditions. Up to now, in that plant, there is already subcontracting happening out, but it's mostly at the maintenance level. And the workers have said, fine, we'll allow that, but we'll never budge on this very important issue. And you can imagine all the eyes of the world are turned on ALMA. Because if Rio Tinto gets their way there, then there is the chain effect of doing it in all the other ones. For example, Kitimat workers from Rio Tinto,
BC,
their collective agreement is coming up for negotiation in June. So they were very eager to know about the experience of the delegation of the president and the other who from ALMA who went to tour their plant. They had a general assembly in Kitimat, and the workers decided to put 1 hour of their time per week sent directly to the union in ALMA. It shows you the support that these workers are getting.
There are also big aluminum smelting plants at Sept Îles and Sorel-Tracy, I think.
Yes, and these are the other big giants, that is Alcoa, Reynolds. They also have their plants for years in that area. There also those workers are looking at what is happening in ALMA. Because again, whatever happens there, it becomes the chain effect. There's a huge plant in Reynolds right there in Baie-Comeau. There's another one that's, as you said, in Sept Îles, and there's one right around Bécancour. So all those workers are taking a stand in support of the locked-out workers of ALMA. If we may go a bit in the history, in December, when the company asked the ALMA workers to accept these concessions, the workers had their general meeting, and they decided, since the collective agreement was coming to an end at the end of 2011, to massively vote to say, we reject these concessions. And they gave a mandate to strike to their union reps. At the same time, the union executive was very conscious of what Rio Tinto was trying to do. So they didn't say, we're going on strike, we'll wait. And what happened on the night of December 30th to 31st, right in the middle of the night shift, these armed guys came in with a bag and they told all the workers that were in the plant of ALMA, pick up your things, put them in there, no time for a shower, get out of here. And the way Rio Tinto presented this is they said, oh, we were afraid that if they were going to go on strike, they could start doing damage to the plant. The issue here is the workers denounced this, that it was their collective agreement was not even finished. In their view, this was an illegal lockout. And on the night of December 30, 31st, when they simply forced all the workers out of the plant at ALMA, they brought in this scab labor. And they've been running the plant now at 30% capacity. And since they have now more hydroelectricity than they need, they're selling, through a secret deal with the government of Charest, this excess hydroelectricity to Hydro-Québec.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about, what the government has done. It sounds like they've done something for the company, not for the workers.
And this is the whole fraud right now, because when you open up TV and you see these ads from the government saying, you know, we're promoting the plan, oh, this is going to benefit everyone and so on and so forth. Clearly, you can see that the words are something, but the deeds are something else. In 2007, when Rio Tinto bought Alcan, they struck a secret deal with the government, the Charest government. In that deal, it says specifically, I'll use the word they were force, in case of force majeure, in other words, in the case of exceptional circumstances. And what do they define as exceptional circumstances? Earthquake, flood, tsunami, revolution, a riot. Then they say a strike or a lockout. then they could relinquish their responsibilities of the contract that Alcan used to have with the Quebec government. Well, you can see the scenario. They themselves put the lockout in, and they say, we're not obliged to follow what were the responsibility Alcan had and that we're supposed to follow now because of this lockout. And the worst of it all is the Chartier government, when forced by the workers to take a stand, said, listen, this is a private deal between Hydro-Québec and Alcan. So you can see a government not taking its social responsibility.